Apple CEO Tim Cook, George Floyd linked a much longer history of racism. By Robert Krajicek on June 25, 2020. Apple CEO Tim Cook linked the death of George Floyd to a much longer history of racism and deeply rooted discrimination throughout American history in a statement published on the technology giant's website. In a letter titled, "Speaking Up on Racism," Cook described communities of color as continuing to endure discrimination and trauma. Cook wrote, "Right now, there is a pain deeply etched in the soul of our nation and in the hearts of millions. To stand together, we must stand up for one another and recognize the fear, hurt, and outrage rightly provoked by the senseless killing of George Floyd in a much longer history of racism. That painful past is still present today, not only in the form of violence, but in the everyday experience of deeply rooted discrimination. We see it in our criminal justice system, in the disproportionate toll of disease on Black and brown communities, in the inequalities in neighborhood services and the educations our children receive." Cook alleged that many racial minorities feel afraid in their communities, daily lives, and in their own skin. "We can have no society worth celebrating unless we can guarantee freedom from fear for every person who gives this country their love, labor, and life," Cook declared. Cook also linked climate change to George Floyd's death. "We commit to continuing to fight the forces of environmental injustice, like climate change, which disproportionately harm Black communities and other communities of color. Apple is committed to inclusion and diversity," added Cook. The company publishes regular reports examining its hiring of women and underrepresented minorities, describing the lessening of men and whites as a share of its workforce as progress. Cook continued, "To the Black community, we see you. You matter and your lives matter. Desiring a return to normalcy is a function of privilege," determined Cook. "This is a moment when many people may want nothing more than a return to normalcy, or to a status quo that is only comfortable if we avert our gaze from injustice," Cook stated. "As difficult as it may be to admit, that desire is itself a sign of privilege. George Floyd's death is shocking and tragic proof that we must aim far higher than a normal future, and build one that lives up to the highest ideals of equality and justice." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.